Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. It is a beautiful sunny afternoon. Alice and her sister are sitting by the river. Alice's sister is reading a book. Alice has nothing to do. She looks at her sister's book. There are no pictures in it.
And what's the use of a book without pictures?
Alice thinks. It is very, very hot. Alice is sleepy. Suddenly she sees a white rabbit with pink eyes.
Oh dear, dear, I'm late,
he says. The white rabbit takes a watch out of his pocket and looks at it.
A rabbit with a watch? That's very strange,
thinks Alice. Alice follows the rabbit across a field into a big rabbit hole and down, down, down. Alice falls down quite slowly. Around her she can see bookshelves, maps and pictures. She takes a jar from a shelf. Orange marmalade. She opens it, but it is empty. She puts it back. Down, down, down.
I'm getting near the centre of the earth,
says Alice.
I'll meet people that walk with their heads downwards. I'll ask them, excuse me, is this New Zealand or Australia?
Suddenly she stops falling. She stands up quickly. There is a long passage before her. The rabbit is hurrying down it.
Oh, my ears and whiskers! It's getting so late!
The rabbit disappears around a corner. Alice follows him. Suddenly, Alice is standing in a long hall. There are lots of lamps and doors all round the hall, but the doors are locked. Alice notices a table with three legs in the middle of the hall. It is made of glass. There is a small, golden key on it. Alice takes the key and tries to open the doors, but no luck. Then she looks around and notices a little door behind a curtain. She tries the key and opens the door. She looks inside and sees a beautiful garden.
I would like to go into that garden,
thinks Alice, but she is too big. She can't get through the door.
I would like to be smaller, but how?
She locks the little door and puts the key back on the table. There is a bottle on the table.
I'm sure it wasn't there before,
Alice thinks. There is a label round the bottle. It says, drink me.
Perhaps it's dangerous,
Alice says. So she tastes a little and she likes it. She decides to drink it all.
What a strange feeling,
Alice says.
I'm getting smaller and smaller. I'm shutting up like a telescope.
And after a few minutes, she is only 25 centimetres tall.
Now I can go into the garden,
thinks Alice. But the door is locked and the key is on the table. Now she can't reach it. Poor Alice, what a day. She is very sad. She starts to cry.
Stop crying, little Alice. What's the use of crying?
Alice says to herself. Then she sees a little glass box under the table. She opens the box. Inside there is a small cake and the words, eat me, on the cake.
Well, I'll eat it,
says Alice.
And if it makes me taller, I can take the key off the table. And if it makes me shorter, I can get under the door. I will get into the garden one way or another.
Alice eats the cake. Nothing happens this time. She stays the same size. So she finishes the cake.